The third fundamental that you're going to be learning during this course is to write with simplicity. So just like I mentioned in the course design video, we've been conditioned to try and make things complex. Starting in school, when we were given better grades for using bigger, more complicated words, we've realized that in order to get the better grades or to get the approval of other people, it was important to be clever. But in our copywriting, we want to unlearn that. We want to do the opposite. Most importantly, we want to stop trying to be clever. By trying so hard to be clever and thinking that we need to exert all of this mental effort just to have an important voice that people resonate with or to deliver value, we get in our own way. The truth is, trying so hard to be clever makes our message unclear and just not good. I don't know how to put it any other way than that. When someone tries so hard to be clever, it's distracting, it doesn't feel authentic, and people aren't going to resonate with your message. So we want to just let that stuff go. As much as possible, just let go this idea that you have to be clever, that you have to come up with these witty lines, or you have to just spend so much time writing in order to have something that's good enough that other people respond to. It's not true. The best copy can be written extremely quickly, and it is very, very simple. So the best way to look at this is we want to write as much as possible like we talk. Instead of trying to write a novel with these very descriptive words, we just want to picture ourselves having a simple conversation with a friend or someone that we're trying to enroll into our business to take our class or whatever we're writing copy for. And as much as possible, we just want to write as if we were having that conversation with that person, and it's just written down instead of us speaking it out loud. This copy is very easy to read, and it's fun. It feels like I'm having a conversation with a close friend of mine if I'm reading copy that's written like this. So now I want to talk about the secret to headlines, because so often, if you've been in the world of copywriting, we hear headlines are so important. And just to be clear, a headline is the subject line on an email, or the title for your book. It's the thing that people usually click on, where then they're going to get more information, which is the copy itself. And so we think that we need to be clever because headlines are so important. If people don't click on the title of our book or they don't click on our subject line, they're not going to read the rest of our copy. And that's true. Headlines are very important, but they don't have to be super clever or complicated to write. And the way that I write great headlines is to just write a lot of them. I just brain dump a ton of headlines, usually as quickly as possible, and then the golden nuggets rise to the surface on their own. Now, we're going to get into way more detail later in this course on my exact process for writing headlines, but I just want to show you this now to prove to you that this isn't that hard. When I write headlines, I'm not trying to be the most clever person in the world. I'm not drinking coffee, just ruminating on ideas for hours and hours until the perfect one pops in my head and it's a symphony moment. Instead, I'm just writing down as many headlines as possible. And as I'm writing them, in my head, I'm thinking, this one's bad, this one's not that good, this one might have something. But I'm just trying to let that noise go. And even if those thoughts come into my mind, I just keep writing them. And as you'll do this, you'll notice that once you reread them, there's going to be a few golden nuggets that just stand out from the rest. And in a way, it's like the right headline finds you. So if you've never done this process before, that may sound a little weird, a little out there. But once you actually complete the mini missions and write headlines yourself, you're going to see that this process is actually really fun, and it's a creative act where some amazing headlines can come to you without the need to exert all this mental effort or to be this super clever person. You just don't need all that effort. It's a lot more natural than that. And then when it comes to the secret for writing great copy, write as if you're writing to a sixth grader. Now, I don't know how old this person is, but I looked up kid, And the idea is we just don't want to make our copy so complex. Even if we're writing to a lawyer or someone with a PhD, we want to keep our copy as simple as possible. When we use easy words, it requires a lot less mental effort for the person reading it to digest what we're trying to say. Even if they know all of those words and all of those words are in their vocabulary, it's still a lot easier for the person to read our copy if we're using simple words. Now, one awesome tool that you can use that's free is the Hemingway Editor. So this is a website that I encourage you to check out where you can paste your copy into there and it will tell you, are you writing your copy in a way that's too complex and you need to make it more simple? And very often, if you're used to writing, it's a weird thing to say. If you're used to writing in a very complex way and you've never consciously tried to make it simpler, then it'll be very interesting for you to paste in the most recent thing you wrote into the Hemingway Editor and just see what level of readability it is. This is a great tool to become more confident in your ability to write simple copy that people really resonate with. So in this video, you learned about the third fundamental that this course is built on, which is to write with simplicity.